Can y'all hear? Oh, now y'all can hear me. There we go. I don't know what was going on. It was off. But don't forget to check out Doggy Diamonds No Filter on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. The links are right below in the description box. Make sure you go right below. Click the links and you're going to get there. Understand? Also, for only $100, I promote whatever you need on my social medias and my website. That's my Twitter, Facebook, Insta Stories, YouTube community, and www.doggydiamondstv.com. Hit me up on Instagram at Doggy Diamonds. Serious inquiries only. Must be Cash App ready. You already know everything else. Let's go. All right, man. Shout out to everybody in the building. Shout out to everybody who shows love. Uh-huh. I don't know why my microphone's just muted. It was just being weird. What the hell is going on? Anyway. I'm here. You know how I'm is. You know what I do. Anyway. I'm here. Shout out to everybody in the chat room. Shout out to everybody who slide through, see what I'm talking about. You know. Anyway, I'm here. All right, stop the music. I got on my brilliance hat today because I like the fact that, you know, we brilliant people and I could be considered to be brilliant, and I exude brilliance and you exude brilliance. So we gotta bond on that. We gotta bond on the fact that we brilliant. All this, this happened to me, this happened. I ain't trauma bonding with nobody. Let's just get this straight. I'm not even going to hold no punches. I ain't doing that. I ain't trauma bonding with nobody. Let me explain something to you, right? Let me explain something to you. We all been through something. We all been through something in life. Every last one of us has been through something. If you're from the hood, you got PTSD, you might have gotten stabbed, shot, robbed, anything. Anything could have happened to you in the hood, even if you're not from the hood. You a black man, a black woman in America. We've all been traumatized. Sometimes trauma doesn't even have to come to you directly. It could be something that you see that could be traumatic. Seeing George Floyd, traumatic. Seeing Tyree Nichols is traumatic. Seeing when I was a little kid, I heard about Eleanor Bumpers. I seen Eric Garner. All that could be traumatic. Shit, you could see your dog get bit by another dog. You could see your cat get bit by a dog. That's traumatic. But one thing I ain't going to do is take any trauma that I've been through in my life and make that as an excuse for me being an asshole in 2023. I ain't gonna do that. And I don't want nobody to be an asshole with me based off of anything I've been through in my life. What I did when I had my trauma, because one of the things PTSD is post-traumatic trauma stress disorder. Okay? When I was going through what I was going through, I went and sought out counseling. The man told me, you have PTSD. I didn't like how I was feeling. I didn't like how I was thinking. So I asked him, the psychologist, what can I do to combat this PTSD? He said, do you drink? I said, no. He said, do you smoke? I said, no. He said, do you stay in the bed all day? I said, no. He said, well, that's good that you don't do those things because that is called self-soothing. Many people turn to liquor. Some people turn to marijuana. Some people turn to sleeping all day. Some people turn to sex, believe it or not. Some people turn to afflicting their trauma onto other people. I didn't do none of those things. Everything that I was doing was self-inflicting. I was imploding. I wasn't hurting myself, but the way I was thinking wasn't natural thoughts. I wasn't doing what I need to do. I wasn't making beats no more. I wasn't getting fly no more. I was disinterested in everything based off of childhood trauma. What was my childhood trauma? Well, I lived in a place where it was a bunch crackhead hit. My father suffered from substance abuse. My father was a crackhead. My mother died when I was 2. So one day it hit me. Pow. I wasn't feeling well mentally. I promise you, I wasn't feeling well. I'm a big grown ass man. At this time, I'm like 270 pounds. I can't stop crying. The girl I was dealing with, like, what's wrong with you? I said, I don't know. I can't stop crying. I just feel sad. Physically, I could take anybody. Mentally, I was at my lowest point, my weakest state. No good to nobody. No good to nobody. Couldn't give anybody advice. Couldn't do nothing. I wasn't even no good to myself. What did I do? I got my insurance card and looked on the back of my insurance card. And it said mental health. And I called the number. And in calling the number, when I called the number, what did it say? Do you feel like you're a danger to yourself and others? I said, absolutely not. My problem is I feel extremely sad and I don't know why. I think I need to make an appointment with somebody because I need somebody to talk to. I done talk to friends. I done talk to family. I tried to do my music. I tried to read. I tried to do everything. See, the problem is when we have issues in our mind, we think we could talk to people, but sometimes the listening ear turns into the running mouth. So that's when we build the mistrust for people. That's when we don't want to talk about our trauma. That's when we don't want to talk about things that's bothering us. Because one day, the things you tell people, they're going to throw it in your face. You know that's going to happen. So you just be like, yo, I ain't telling nobody. I'm going to bottle it up. What I did, I got professional help. I went to downtown Brooklyn. I think my insurance at the time was HIP. My insurance was HIP. So you need referrals. So I went to see my PCP, which stands for primary care provider. That is your doctor. My doctor referred me to a psychologist. I went to see a psychologist. The difference between psychologist and psychology, psychiatrist is the one that prescribes you the medication. The psychologist is the one you talk to. So if you go to the psychologist and you get on medication, you can't just stay on medication for the rest of your life. You have to talk to the psychologist, so the psychologist would eventually get you off medication if you need to be on that. But I knew something wasn't right with me. I was ultra violent. I was angry. I was mad. And we're talking about 2003, 2004. We're talking about this time in my life. I got the jewelry. I got the studio. I got a woman that was supportive of me at the time. I had everything that you think you want. But one thing I didn't have was my happiness. I had all material goods. At that particular time, the woman I was dealing with, she was driving a Benz, a ML320 when they first came out, the first year. My gear is right. Everything is right. But one thing I didn't have was my happiness. I knew something was wrong. What did I do? I got help. I got help. That didn't make me weak. That made me strong because I knew something bigger than me was happening to me. I couldn't just emotional away. I couldn't drink it away. I couldn't smoke. Did you ever hear a Solange song? I tried to smoke it away. I tried to drink it away. I tried to sex it away. That shit don't work. It does not work. So I went and I got my sessions. And in these sessions, I explained to the individual some of the things that I went through, right? So in these sessions, they gave me coping mechanisms or how to deal with these thoughts in these situations when they pop in my head when they arise, because mind control the body don't control the mind. Some of the things you think of don't even exist. Sometimes you're doing something to yourself called being worry sick. So your sickness is coming from you worrying, and you ain't worrying about shit because some of the things you're worrying about don't even exist. So sometimes you revert back to that little boy that was in the crib, but his father went outside. His father, you know, he going outside to smoke crack. You don't know if he going to come back in the crib beat up. You know the fact that they didn't eat. You didn't eat for days. You don't know if you're going to eat. You know all these things. But here it is, me, a grown-ass man, 270 pounds, can't stop crying. Feeling extremely sad. Feeling disabled. Feeling bad. Don't know why. Advice from people who never been through what I've been through, telling me what I should do. Yo, you need this. Yo, you need. I didn't know that y'all were specialists. I didn't know that. How could you tell me how to remedy something that you never even had? You can't tell me how to cure a cold if you never had it. You can't tell me how to cure anything. But there are people who specialize in things that we go through mentally. Now, let me explain something to you about mental illness, because this is not my first show and it won't be my last. But let me tell you something about mental illness. Mental illness, we think mental illness is, yo, dude was in a room drinking his piss, or he was eating his shit. He was talking to himself. He's hearing voices. He's seeing things. That's not what mental illness is. Mental illness is anything that you're going through mentally that you don't have to go through. Mental illness is making up scenarios that don't exist. Mental illness is when you are a prisoner of your mind and you are a prisoner of your trauma. You don't have to live in trauma. You don't have to live in being a prisoner of your thoughts and your mind. You can seek help. You can get help. There are many, many facilities that will help you. All you have to do is want it. The liquor's not going to cure it, because I don't even know if you know liquor lowers your serotonin level. This is one of the things, serotonin, when your serotonin level is low, that's what causes depression. When you laugh, it raises your dopamine, also raises your serotonin level. That's why sometimes when you laugh, you get a little delirious and you get lightheaded. That's the dopamine. Right? How did I get out of my funk that I was in? Because I was in a funk for a while. I lost everything. The girl left me. She kicked me out. I wasn't doing my music no more. I was severely overweight. I was having a lot of problems. But my problems were self-inflicted. It was something that happened in my mind or something, because I never was physically touched. I never was abused. I never was beat. Everything that went on with me was psychological. That's why I, at this present time, is so mentally strong. That's why I'm mentally fit. Because I do mental exercises and I don't wrestle with you mental midgets. That's why y'all can't fuck with me. That's why I warn you to leave me the fuck alone, because I got something in here that many of you don't possess. And that's called brilliance. Brilliance. It's not from me. It's from God. It's from my mother. It's from my daddy. Even in before he was in the state of substance abuse, he was brilliant. My mother was brilliant. God is brilliant. The universe is brilliant. And that's what I got in me. So that's why I tell y'all motherfuckers, y'all better chill. Because when I get mad, I turn green. You're not mentally fit to fuck with me. Nobody. In the op level. Now, many people are mentally fit to fuck with me. We building, we talking, you giving me information, I'm giving you information. We bouncing off each other with the information. I could learn from you. You could learn from me. That was deep. I didn't even know that. That's dope. But when it comes to a battle of a mind, battle of the mind, you're going to lose. You know why? Because I am an avid reader. I am an avid researcher. You think all this shit is easy to do? I'm a high school dropout, people. Y'all know my story. I don't want sympathy because my mother died when I was 2. I don't want sympathy because my brother died. My sister died. I don't want sympathy for that. I don't want you to feel sorry for me because I'm a victim of shit. I am a victim of nothing, but a survivor of many things. You know why? Because I'm still here. I still got breath in me. I still could start my car from my phone. I do it right in front of you right now. I still could start my car from my phone. I still got my car. I still got my crib. I still got my name. I still got my likeness. And whether you think it's something great or it's a small thing, whether you think what I'm doing is over with or it's the graveyard that ain't shit, regardless, it's mine. It's my creation. I don't have no strings up my back. I'm not a puppet. I don't dance the jig. I don't act the ass. I don't act the ass. And I don't push death and destruction to big my shit up. I can speak life into people. And whether it get 10 views, whether it gets 100 views, whether it gets 100,000, I'm reaching somebody. I'm not on here trying to be fake deep. I ain't trying to tell you, yo, the rain. I ain't trying to tell you none of that shit because some shit is over people's head. You can't give a baby a piece of steak. You can't give a baby a piece of steak. That's the problem with a lot of people. But I'm here. I'm here. So when people come to me with shit, or I see people trying to rest on shit that happened to them, I always say, damn, that's fucked up. I'm sorry that happened to you. But what did you do to overcome what's plaguing you? So you're going to cry about what happened to you forever? Every problem has a solution. Obviously, it's a problem up here. Obviously, your problem manifests itself through drinking, smoking, fucking, doing all types of shit. What is the solution for your problem? You know what their solution is? Hit the Cash App. Donate to me. Help me. Yeah, this happened to me. I don't do that. We ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. There ain't one black man or black woman in America that's walking around right now that ain't been through some shit, indirectly or directly. So you don't get no special sticker on your head because something happened to you. You don't get no special sticker on your head. You don't get a pat on your back. We don't get to say, oh, I don't think that that's right. That you don't get that. You don't get that. You come out the hell of your mind because you're capable of it. And if you're incapable, shut the fuck up. Shut up. Because all you're doing now is afflicting your trauma and your problems and putting the mirror in front of everybody else instead of putting the mirror in front of you. You look in the fucking mirror. You look at what's going on with you. You look at your problems and you remedy your fucking problems before you sit before anybody and tell anybody what their problem is. Before you tell anybody what they're going through and why I'm mad at black people and you know what makes me mad. No, what makes you mad is that you're mad that you are traumatized. And instead of you getting help for your trauma, you want a fucking pity party. I'm not invited to your pity party. I'm not going to wear a hat and I ain't blowing one of the motherfucking horns, none of that. Pause. We not doing that. It's 2023. We got artificial fucking intelligence. We got shit that could type a whole book for you. I ain't trauma bonding with none of y'all. I don't want to sit with you. And I will cry with you. But we ain't crying every fucking day. I'm not a crybaby. I'm not here to cry. I got an empire to build. I got loved ones who depend on me. I got people. I got y'all people. Some of y'all people depend on me. How the fuck could I be a leader if I'm weak? How could I give you strength if all I got is weakness? How is your leader weak? How you say, oh, he be dropping shit and he's weak. She's weak. Every other day they fucking sitting before you crying. Literally crying tears, but ain't never get help. So how could you help somebody you never helped yourself? How could you help anybody and you never helped yourself? That's why you don't help nobody. That's why these niggas don't do shit for nobody. Because they can't help they self. They can't help their excessive drinking, their excessive eating, their excessive smoking, their excessive cigarette smoke. They can't help they self. Their excessive love for women, they lust for women, they lust for men, they lust for attention. They can't help they self. So how dare any fucking body, how dare y'all sit and let people sit in front of you and tell you about you, and they don't look in the fucking mirror at themselves. Everything got a solution. Everything has a solution. Everything. What is the solution? What is the solution? When you find a solution for you, then you can might be able to tell me the solution about me. Because I told y'all what I did. I told y'all some of the things that I went through. I tell y'all how I got out of my shit. Shit, I said I need help. I'm a big grown ass man who can't stop crying. Capable of knocking motherfuckers out with one punch. But I'm weak. Because mentally, I'm plagued. So how could I get back in my supreme mind? I went to therapy. One of the biggest things that the therapist told me is when I used to come up with these fucking scenarios and I used to conjure up shit, the therapist used to say to me, what evidence do you have to support those thoughts? And a lot of times, it used to fuck with me because I used to come up with shit. And she used to say, what evidence do you have to support what you're saying? And she told me, I said, listen, when I was young, you know, my father used to go out. I was in the house alone for days. He used to go out and smoke crack. Some days I didn't eat. He said, yeah, she said, I hear all that. And that's messed up that that happened to you. But you know, that's never going to happen to you again. You're a grown man now. You're strong. Look how strong you are. Obviously, you eat because you got weight on you. Obviously, you eat. Obviously, you look well. So you're going to rest there? You're going to let the world stop there where you were? Or are you going to live now? Are you going to live now? So all this y'all motherfuckers coming at me with this shit, I don't want to hear none of that shit. I don't want to hear none of that shit, okay? I ain't giving nobody no fucking out. I ain't giving nobody no situation. I'm not fucking sitting back saying something happened to somebody 10 years ago and they ain't ever getting no fucking help. When you gonna get help? Yeah, I be drinking like this, man. I've been drinking like this since my girl left. Well, how long your girl been going? Man, I've been drinking like this for 10 years. 10 years? Okay. Do you want to be sober? Because that's what you got to ask yourself. Do you want to be sober? Or you want to say, yeah, man, she left me. She wasn't your girl. It was just your turn. We don't have real estate on people. We don't own people. People are going to leave you and abandon you. That's the nature of people. You know who people, you know the people you love the most hurt you the most. I'm not a little boy. I'm not in a house hungry. My father's deceased. That's it. It's over. It's over. I don't have to worry about if he's going to come in the house high. I don't have to worry that he's been gone for days. I'm a grown-ass man who live on my own. I'm a grown-ass man who got my own, who got other children that depend on me. It's over. It's over. I'm not going to sit before you and tell you what my father did. My brother died. My brother died with a smirk on his face. Nothing hurt me more than the death of my brother. You know why? Because that was my confidant. That was my OG. At one point, my legal guardian and the person who never steered me wrong. But he's gone. And you know what? When I think about my brother, I look at him sometimes and I picture him in the casket. And I picture that smirk on his face. And you know what I say? You know why you was smirking? Because you was a bullshit ass nigga. You always had some crazy ass stories. You always, and I think about them and I smile. I cry for my brother one time. Every time I think about him, I smile. I smile my ass off. I tell him I miss him. I call out to him sometimes. I still speak to my brother, even in his absence. You know why? Because energy never dies. I know what he would say to me because he said it to me thousands of times. I just didn't want to listen sometimes. But I know what he would say to me in situations because we had millions of conversations. I'm not sitting before nobody. I don't want no fucking pity party. I don't want no pity party. I don't want nobody to hug on me. I don't want nobody, I feel bad for you. No, you don't feel bad for me. Feel good for me. You know why? Because I'm still here. I still got breath in my lungs. Shit, I'm still a heartthrob. Shit. I ain't downtrodden. I ain't broken. It ain't over for me. I'm still here. So how you feel bad for me? How you feel bad for somebody who's self-made, never danced a jig, never been a fucking clown, didn't have to solicit motherfuckers for shit? How you feel bad for me? Don't feel bad for me, feel good for me. Because I made it. I made it from that little boy. I made it from that little boy who don't have no memory of his mother at all. I made it from that boy who was in the crib hungry. I made it from that boy when we started Forbes DVD, I was homeless. I made it from all that shit. So how you feel bad for me? Oh, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm not sorry that happened to me. You know why? Because that shit happening to me make me the man that I am today. And I ain't mad. I'm not mad. You know why? Because what I did was, when I didn't know how to process it, I went to a professional. I went to somebody that can tell me how to cope. I didn't drink. I never went back to the bottle. I ain't drank since 2002. Not a wine cooler, not a goddamn shanty, not a goddamn nothing, no liquor, none. Or you could drink wine. No, you could drink wine. Me, I'm a recovering alcoholic that's been in recovery for motherfucking 21 years. So how you gonna tell me what I could drink? I don't drink no more. And if you talk to me about drinking and you try to get me to drink, I'm gonna punch you in your fucking mouth. I don't care who you are. Ask people how mad I get when they start talking to me about drinking and telling me what I could drink. I get mad. I get real mad. Because I beat that struggle. I survived that struggle. And you trying to take me back there. Listen, when I was on my weight loss journey, I wouldn't eat French fries. I wouldn't eat shit. I wouldn't eat shit that I wasn't supposed to eat. And it was women that I liked. This girl I was calling had a fat ass. You can eat French fries. No, you can eat French fries. Oh, no, no. Okay, you know what? I'm not fucking with you no more. You know why? Because I'm telling you that I can't eat that shit because what it does to me, and I suffer from gluttony. So I beat gluttony, but you trying to make me gluttonous. Fuck you. That was our last date. Never spoke to her again. Used to see her down the street, walk right past her because no thanks to you, if I wasn't strong, I would have fell off the wagon. I would have been back. I would have been back eating French fries. I would have been in the chicken spot. I would have been doing all that shit because of you giving me the wrong advice instead of being the positive reinforcement that I need. I tell you, I don't do this no more. And instead of you saying, yo, continue on your journey, I'm with you. You can do this. Oh, really? After I just told you what it does to me, what it did to me, I can do it. Oh, so you're one of the you're one of the reasons why people relapse. Okay. So when y'all having a good time and y'all pouring up, salute. When you smoking and y'all want to argue me down about weed and all these substances and all this shit, salute, that's on you. I don't do it. I drink my fucking water. There's like 900 water bottles around here. I drink my water. I take my ass out there and I exercise. I definitely go do what I gotta do for me. There is no sitting here crying in front of y'all, wanting your motherfucking sympathy. And being that a lot of individuals might have suffered what I suffered, the loss of their mother, or come from a crack-infested neighborhood, or have a parent that suffered from substance abuse, I can sit here and milk that shit. I can sit here and cry before y'all every day, because y'all can relate to it, because that's not uncommon in the hood. I'm not the only one who been through that shit. A lot of people been through that, so I could run with that forever. I could run with that forever. I could sit before you forever and say, my father and my mother, I could do that. I could do that forever. I could pull on your heartstrings forever, because that's one of the biggest things. That's why when we was little, they used to put the Feed the Children commercials on, and you see them little babies with big stomachs and flies on their face. Who not going to give $2? But when you get 60 million people to give $2, how much money is that? That's 120 million, and them babies never got nothing. So it's easy to trauma bond with people. It's easy to make people feel sorry for you. That shit is easy. But when you are traumatized and you really have been afflicted by something, how come none of these people have any humility? How come nobody have humility? And before you come in my room talk about why nobody talk about the black women who got kidnapped trying to get a BBL in Mexico, because nobody told her to go to fucking Mexico and get a BBL. So I don't feel sorry for her neither. She could have took her ass to the gym and did some squats and ate better. So I don't give a fuck about that. And get the fuck out of my chat room, because you want to type that shit fucking 500 times. Get the fuck out of here. Why nobody talking about? I see women in the gym every goddamn day eating right and fucking doing what they got to do. And we going to fucking feel sorry for somebody who tried to cheat their way into that. Man, but get the fuck out of here with that. Get out of here with that. You see, we supposed to cry now. We supposed to sit here and say, damn, that's messed up. When these women's in there sweating, doing squats and doing all types of shit and eating right, and somebody gonna go to Mexico and cheat? And we supposed to feel bad? That's what the fuck happened. It happened thousands of times. That's what I'm talking about. We're supposed to be in here. Oh, damn, that's messed up. Oh, they did this. Police. That's why it's so many slave movies. That's why they always show you when we getting fucked up. That's why they showing you all that shit. Because they want you sad. They want us to sit together and we shall over. That's what they want you to do. They want us to keep marching. They want us to protest. They want us to do all that shit. But what is the solution? Because think about this. Think about this. If Bernie, what the fuck is the guy name? His name just slipped my mind. The presidential candidate, Bernie Sanders, said he marched with Martin Luther King. Thank you for the donation. I am Aboriginal. Bernie Sanders said he marched with Martin Luther King. He wanted a cookie for that. My question to Bernie Sanders, if you march for certain rights with MLK, why the fuck don't we have them rights yet? So you don't get no cookie for that. You don't get a pass for that. You march with MLK then, and some of the shit still apply now, almost 50, 60 years later. That means the system is fucked up, Bernie. So you don't get no cookie. He marched with MLK. He was down. Well, how come the laws and the policies didn't change? So you don't get no cookie. We don't get no pat on the back. You don't get your black card. You don't get to say, if you don't vote for me, you're not black. Fuck out of here. But I do have to say this really quick before it eludes me and slips my mind.
Have you guys heard of StreamBoss?
Yeah.
It's a new IPTV provider that...
Okay. This show right here is sponsored by StreamBoss. The link is in the description box, thestreamboss.com. Check this out.
Have you guys heard of StreamBoss?
Yeah.
It's a new IPTV provider that gives you over 5,000 channels for only $20 a month. $20 for live TV, local TV, movies, TV shows, pay-per-views, and so much more. If you have a Fire Stick, smart TV, or streaming device, then head on over to StreamBoss.com to begin your setup process.
What are you waiting for?
Sign up today.
So if you're tired of paying for cable, you could go to TheStreamBoss.com. Many of you are on Fire Stick, but this provides pay-per-views, mad channels for $20 a month. So TheStreamBoss.com, make sure you go there. The link is right there, also in the description box. Make sure you go there. It gets your setup set up. Also, I want to shout out some people who I've been seeing them. It doesn't matter whether... It's not about who's on whose side. I've seen them covering certain things, and I think they need acknowledgement. So I'm going to start with Mac Mean. I'm going to say Seti Nash. I'm going to say AK-47. I'm going to say Getty Radio. I'm going to say Ray Gibbs TV. I'm going to say 050 The Movement. I'm going to say Harlem Legend TV. I'm going to say DJ Academics. And if I missed you, I'll get you, oh, Sonny Blanco. And, of course, my bro, Big Fruit. And if I miss you, I'm going to spin a block and make sure that I give you your accolades, because there's a lot of people on this space that work hard. There's a lot of people on this space who give you content day in and day out. And I ain't talking about stolen content. They give you content. They give you perspectives. They give you different thoughts. Whether you agree with it, disagree with it or not, they still doing what they got to do to provoke thought. And I just wanted to just shout them out. Some of them, I believe, might have reached out to me. And I didn't get back to some people because I've been busy as hell just trying to get my ass together and get stuff like that. But that doesn't, I'm not on the funny style shit. I ain't trying to duck nobody. I ain't trying to shit on nobody. So all I could do is just really shout you out and, you know, continue to do your thing. Shout out to Sarnetta for the call in the other day as well. Shout out to 10 Toes Down. Shout out to everybody who support me, even if you don't agree with me, but you still support me. It ain't about agreeing with everything. I don't want nobody to agree with everything I say. But shout out to the people who show love, and people who doing their thing, and people who in their lane doing their thing, and people who could spot lames a mile away. Because the bozo shit is up. Bozo shit, bozo time is gone. That shit over with. But I wanted to say to y'all, and this is very, very important. Ladies, gentlemen, many of us have been traumatized by different things. Again, I'm going to say it to you again. You have been traumatized by different things. Whether you were a child, whether it happened yesterday, whether it happened last month, whether it happened today, it might happen tomorrow. You don't have to be a victim of your trauma. You don't have to be a victim of your trauma. There are coping mechanisms. You have aromatherapy. I do shit like burn incense. I do many different things to cope with day-to-day stress. That's why exercise is important. That's why thinking positive is very, very important. That's why reading is very, very important. That's why even the shit you eat is important. When you see motherfuckers and they look flabby and sick and sloppy, that has nothing to do with them over. They eat bad food. So again, when I see people sit before you and try to tell you how to live your life and how you should live your life, and you look at their fucking arms and they look sick, what do you eat? What are you eating? So we know you in poor health. Because we know you ingest poor food. We know that. Look at you. Look at you. So if you see somebody that look like shit, they look like 10 pounds of shit stuffed in a 5-pound bag, Don't let them sit before you and try to tell you about your life. I don't give a fuck how fly they shirt is and they hat and they living room coat is. I don't care about none of that. You are not in no position to tell anybody anything until you fix your fucking self. Period. So, ladies and gentlemen, we all have stresses. We all have problems. My problems are not bigger than yours, and they're not smaller than yours. But that shit don't define who I am. My problems don't define me. My tragedy does not define me. My triumphs do. The fact that you're able to climb out the pits of hell and still stand before people upright as a man. That is the testament to who you are. Fuck all this crybaby shit and we feeling sorry for motherfuckers. My man Bomani right here, Bomani UFG. That's my brother right there. And I watched that man right there. I'm not going to put his business out there. But I watched that man go through hell every day of his life. He's never cried to me. He's never... Shit, I forget that he confided in me with some stuff. But you know what? He take his ass to the gym. Lost the weight that he needed to lose. Proper diet, food. Look, got a long life. That's who we should salute. We ain't saluting the crying ass kid. We not saluting the kid that got a bobo in their mouth at fucking 8 years old. We are saluting the kid that said, listen, this is a fake nipple. I don't want the bobo no more. We're saluting the kid that say, I'm not wearing Pampers anymore. I want to go to the toilet. You potty train me. I learned. I like it. We're saluting the children that could count from A to Z. But in this day and times, we're saluting the people that can't fucking count, that can't read for shit, outdated, debunked knowledge, and have no rationale. We're saluting alcoholics. We're saluting weed heads. We're saluting sluts. We're saluting people, and they say they're like this based off of trauma. So what do they do? What do? They start using their trauma as a way to gain monetary gain. When you a scared ass little boy, you really a little scared boy. You really a scared woman. So that's why you got your titties out. Because you're looking for validation based off your trauma. Somebody told you you was ugly. Somebody told you you'll never be shit. So now you're trying to prove to a bunch of strangers, I am shit. I ain't ugly. I'm a gangster. I'll kill somebody. You're so bugged out in your head that you don't even realize that you said you'll fuck another man in the butt. But you ain't gay. But you can just say gay shit when it's convenient. But they got a book called As a Man Thinketh. I forgot. Niggas can't read. And y'all reward people. Y'all make people rich. Y'all give them views and likes and validation when all they do is disrespect you. Ain't never do shit for nobody. Ain't even do shit for theirself. But buy living room coats. They don't do shit for theyself. They gluttonous, alcoholics, stink. Mouth ain't right. This is who y'all reward. This is who you let sit before you and tell you about you. This is who you let brag. So the person like me gets ridiculed for being brilliant. I'm supposed to get ridiculed for being intelligent. I get ridiculed for being smart. Let's really think about that. I'm ridiculed for being a smart black man. I'm ridiculed for taking control of my life and losing 100 pounds. At one point, it was 120. I'm ridiculed because I quit drinking. I'm ridiculed because I never smoked in my life. I'm ridiculed because I'm not a sex fiend. I'm ridiculed because I don't have a rap sheet to tell you about. I'm ridiculed because I can't tell you how I was in the street busting my gun. I'm ridiculed for that. Just really think about that. Who's the fool, really? I'm ridiculed for being brilliant. I tell you, this is from God. I accept all God's gifts. I knew I was a gifted baby. I was. You could look at my school record. I was a gifted student. I went to special schools. I was around a bunch of white kids. But one thing that plagued me was my behavior based off my home life. So when I go to school and this kid got cold lunch and he has a lunchbox, I'm like, what is that? Because I get free lunch. You know why? Because I'm on welfare, as many of you were. But that don't mean I ain't on welfare no more. That shit was then. That's what made me appreciate food. That's what made me appreciate. That's what made me not be ungrateful. When somebody helped me, when somebody dropped a jewel on me, when somebody give me any information, I'm appreciative. You know why? Because nobody have to do shit for me. You don't have to. So if you took the time out to give me a kind word. So we're supposed to raise a race of babies that's going to get clowned for being intelligent. We're supposed to raise a race of babies that's going to get clowned for taking control of their health and losing weight. We're supposed to raise a race of women who's going to get clowned if they don't got a BBL and fake titties. Because that's what some of your people do. They sit before them. They sit before them. They sit before us. And they don't got nothing nice to say about nobody. They don't have anything nice to say about anybody. So I don't give a fuck about nobody's trauma. You know why? Because the trauma that was inflicted on me, I went and got help. I went and got help. I sat down with somebody. I talked to somebody. But Monty, you already know, because when you met me, how did I look? But I said, you know what? Now I got to take control. You know why? Because I'm going to die. I'm going to die. So either you going to heal, because how could I heal you? I'm not a professional. I seen a nigga talk about how many bottles he drank. Wasn't no water. This my second bottle. Woo! Congratulations. You drank 2 bottles of Hennessy. And in saying that, the nigga get a super chat. The nigga get a cash app. Make it make sense. Because the onus ain't on me. It's on you people. Your trauma is not his trauma, her trauma, their trauma. You have similarities, but you don't get to sit on your ass and cry because you still got to get up and go to work. You still got people to take care of. You don't get to sit on YouTube in big coats and talk shit. You got to go to work. So you don't even have time to sit around and cry. You don't have time to talk bad about people because you got to get to it. You know why? Because people depend on you. So you don't even get time to grieve because you got to get to it. So how dare you let somebody sit before you? And you know you got your ass up at 5 o'clock and you ain't even come home to your babies and your children till 8 o'clock. You was traveling to your place of business or your work for 4 hours out the day. And you got somebody telling you about your life and what you need to do. Why the fuck they ain't do it yet? Why they ain't do it? So academics, I heard you. I'm gonna be real with you, academics. Your sympathy, and I tell you this, your sympathy, your understanding of bullshit, your understanding of lies, you got the understanding of somebody who might have been touched before. You're sympathizing with bullshit a little too much. You're sympathizing with bullshit a little too much. When people provide the facts for you, you don't want to hear the facts because you just hear the sympathy. See, that's the trauma bonding shit. The facts is the facts. The facts are the facts. When you provide facts, that's what ignorance is. When somebody provides the fact, you say, I don't care. Huh? So academics, you ain't play fair. And shout out to WAC 100 for telling you that. You didn't play fair, bro. You ain't play fair. You running content on me when nigga talking about me, and I smoke them easily. Why? Because I can't wrestle mentally with somebody who has the mentality of a fucking 7-year-old. So academics, keep doing what you do. But that shit was kind of corny. That was kind of corny. Shout out to everybody who fuck with me. Say their names again. Shout out to Mac Mean. Shout out to 050 The Movement. Shout out to Harlem Legend TV. Shout out to Scheme Team. I fuck with Scheme Team. Shout out to Call Outs TV. Shout out to Seti Nash. Shout out to AK-47. Shout out to Getty Radio. Shout out to Ray Gibbs TV. Shout out to my homie T-Money over at Clout Monsters on Clubhouse. Shout out to the homie T-Money. Shout out to my man God of Kings with his room called the Bloody Bunch on Clubhouse. See, they so traumatized, right? They so traumatized and they lack understanding of reality that they think in the virtual world where people cannot be touched, they say, y'all were hanging together. Y'all understand what I'm saying to you? I don't think people really understand. I don't think fucking people get me sometimes. I think sometimes I say shit and it's common sense. It's not no doctrine. It's not even real big words. They think in a virtual world that we are hanging together. You was with them. We was in a chat room together. This is how they think. This is how this shit fucked them up. This shit is the fucking Matrix. This is the Matrix. I'm sitting here in this chair. But to you, I'm in the computer. I'm in the Matrix. You're watching me on your device or you're watching me on your computer. I'm in the Matrix. I'm not hanging with none of y'all. None of y'all are here with me. But in their mind, they don't know the difference between reality and the Matrix. So in their mind, we are hanging together. I saw you in his chat room. You hang with him. But these are the people who are so knowledgeable. These are the people who keeps trying to give you edification and they lack comprehension that this shit is the Matrix. When I cut this computer on, I know I am streaming through your computer. That's it. We ain't together. I never in person seen some of the beautiful women that are in my chat room. I never in person seen some of the strong stand-up homies in my chat room. We are together typing. Oh, I seen my man Goo in person before. But other than that, fuck out of here. Don't feel bad because you frequent the internet and you go on different chats and you go to different websites and shit. Don't feel bad. Don't feel like you are straight up and down betraying somebody because you got access to the internet or you like the picture. I don't want nobody to have no allegiance and alliance to me on the fucking internet. Because when it's time to let that ratty go, I'm going to let it go anyway. When it's time to let these fish fly, I'm going to let them fly in defense of myself and my family. I'm not depending on no squad or no people to go on somebody's chat room and bomb their chat and defend me and have a defender. I'm a defender of myself. If nobody defended me, I defend me. Period. I defend me. You know why? Because I got intellect. This shit gonna beat everything. This shit gonna beat everything. This right here is capable of anything. Y'all keep drinking that Kool-Aid. Y'all keep saying, niggas saying some real shit. Y'all keep saying, niggas a real nigga. Keep letting people sit before you and lie. Because the lie changes. The truth never changes. The truth is the truth. Look how much the lies change. We could put a timeline together of the lies. One nigga saying, Scheme Team, what up? One motherfucker saying, oh, I robbed this person. I did this. What the fuck are you talking about? This is where we at. The lies are going to change. They lie so much, they don't even know the truth no more. Because you gotta remember the lie. And because you don't remember the lie, you gotta tell a new one. Then it becomes a snowball effect. All this real nigga shit, all this I'm a gun buster, all this shit, I do this and do that. Listen, when I was outside on my ignorant shit, I used to park white dudes. I used to go to Midtown Manhattan, dig in a pocket, and punch them. I knew that the black man and woman was no longer my enemy. You know why? Because I read the autobiography of Malcolm X at 14. I read Message to the Black Man at 14. I watched Mississippi Burning. I watched shit that was like, hold up. We not the problem. It ain't us. This shit's systematic. So who's the closest people that I could get some get back on? Let's go get them Wall Street niggas. Let's get them stockbrokers. Because you know who the first stock was?
Niggas. They used to trade us. We was a stock.
So they had to get it first. And every Brooklynite, I don't care if you was from Coney Island, Crown Heights, Flatbush, Farragut, Fort Greene, Canarsie, East New York, Brownsville, Clinton Hill, wherever you was from, you was digging pockets. So again, I don't have no trauma. I got stab wounds. I remember when the motherfucker punched me in my face. I remember all that shit. But you know what? I'm still here before you. I still got breath in my lungs. I still can speak. Straight like that. And what I did, I got help. How does getting help make you weak? Getting help doesn't make you weak. That is equivalent to cutting your hand, or you didn't cut your hand. Somebody else cut your hand. So you just gonna bleed out. You gonna bleed out? Or you gonna wrap your hand and go to the hospital to get stitches? You gonna bleed out? So we watching motherfuckers bleed out and y'all rewarding them? We watching people bleed out. So if a dude bleed out, how could they help you? How could they tell you what you need to do in a situation if somebody cut your hand? At the end of it all, you get help. There are professionals who don't spread your business, who's not going to throw it in your face, who's not going to make fun of you, right? Because let's just think about this really quick before I go. When you think about it historically, who are the funniest people who ever walked the earth that you make fun of them? Historically, who are the people who walk the earth that you make fun of them? Clowns. That's why I said bozos are going to bozo. Because clowns are going to be clowns. You always make fun of a fucking clown.